The Washington Nationals had a dream season that came to an end a few days ago, and their bench coach is former Blue Jays catcher Randy Knorr, who joins us now on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. And Randy, your club had the best record in baseball. We spoke before the season started, and you were confident about this bunch, but surely even you must have been a little surprised at how well the season had gone.
Yeah, and you're right. At the beginning of the year, I knew we had some good players. I had a good feeling that we'd have a good season, but I didn't know if we were going to have the season that we did. I thought it was an unbelievable season for us.
And having a four-run lead at home against the Cardinals in Game 5 of the NLDS, not that you could have predicted what was about to come in a 9-7 loss, but was there ever a sense of comfort? I mean, you are playing the defending champs.
No, you know, in those games you never have it, especially Game 5. You just got to wait for that last out, and that last out never came. And you know, right now we all have a sense of getting kicked in the gut. But you know, it doesn't take away the season that we had. And you know, they're a good ball club, and we just couldn't get that final out. And you know, I tend to think, you know, the hangover hasn't hit me yet. But I think the more I think about it, I'm gonna probably chalk it up to experience.
Yeah. Now, what was said to the players after the game? I mean, what can be said?
Well, I think Davey did a good job. He came in afterwards. Everybody kind of sat there, and the coaching staff didn't know. We're sitting in our own locker room, obviously, with our heads down and you know, searching for where it went wrong. And we heard him talking in the players' locker room, and we all went out there. And, you know, he did a great job. He said, you know, obviously we had a great year. A lot of individuals had great years, comeback years for guys like Lil Roach, and, you know, great years for Desmond and Gonzalez and, you know, Zimmerman and them guys. And, you know, he just made a point to say it's a great year. And, you know, we came up short and you know, I know it hurts right now, but you'll get over it. And, you know, just be ready to come back in spring training and do it all over again.
And here you are a few days later after the season comes to an end. Obviously, you would have been replaying the season and notably the end of the season over and over in your mind, Randy. What do you think ultimately cost the club in the NLDS?
I just think at the last moment the nerves got us a little bit, and you know, I think we tried to, we're up by two going into the bottom or top of the ninth, and we were just trying to be too perfect. We're trying not to lose it rather than win it, and it caught up to us.
You know, this doesn't always go this way. I often think that, you know, even the best teams, they've got to learn how to lose, you know, and I don't mean like having a terrible season after a terrible season. I mean winning throughout a season, having a good season, and then getting to where they want to be and losing at that point, because it is a growth experience. It's a valuable experience, and you do gain some confidence over the year. You kind of feel like, all right, been there, done that. When it happens again, I'll know what it feels like. That's got to account for something.
Well, I believe there's some truth into that, Jeff. You know, if you look back on the Phillies over the last few years, as they were coming down their stretch, they lost a lot of big games toward the end, and then they lost in the playoffs, and then they end up winning the World Series. And you're right. I think there is a sense of learning how to lose and learning how to win big games. I call it, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, about the big leagues as a player. And I say, you know, it's hard to get to the big leagues, but it's harder to stay. And what I mean by that is that I call it, the guys who stay and play for a long time are guys who can control their adrenaline. I call it controlled adrenaline. Guys that can't and let it get away from them are the ones that are up and down and move around a lot because they get caught up in the moment. The guys that don't get caught up in the moment or play for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to focus specifically on Bryce Harper because of that comment, but I wanted to talk about Bryce. He comes onto the club, and the kid hits 22 home runs, drives in 59, hits 270. We see the numbers. We see the effort. What, as fans, is not seen with this kid that impressed you?
Oh, just his whole personality. You know, he's just a great kid. He comes in every day. He's happy. He has fun, you know, and he works hard. He's there at the ballpark really early, works hard at his craft. He, you know, lifts weights. He does everything that he needs to do to make himself the best, wants to be the best player in the game, and obviously he's the best 19-year-old in the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what he does. And everybody sees him go down in the tunnel and throw his helmet. But for his ability to bounce back at such a young age after going there and, you know, smashing his head against the wall with a bat, whatever. But his ability to come back out and put it behind him and go to the next at bat or go out in the field and make a diving catch is for his age, is pretty special for me.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking about him, and not that I want to make this comparison because it's very hard to do that, but when you look at Derek Jeter, and when Derek Jeter came into the league, what impressed everybody with the Yankees about Jeter was just, you know, at a very young age, how he was so mature, how he kind of felt like a veteran. You know how you might treat a rookie a little bit differently, kind of razz him a little bit? They didn't do that. The Yankees didn't do that with Derek Jeter so much because he kind of felt like a veteran right from the get-go. Bryce Harper, I don't think you can say the same about him. I mean, he's got a ton of talent, but you might not be able to say the same thing about him, but you feel that's kind of coming, you know, that Harper is going to get, you know, some more experience, and we're going to see a lot more of that maturity.
Yeah, it's coming. You know, he is 19, and, yeah, you know, a lot of people don't want to use that, but the fact is he's 19 years old, and like I said, he gets ragged on, especially early on. He had to prove himself when he first got up here. You know, Jason Worth was on him pretty hard, which, you know, he should be. You know, that's what Jason's job is, to get him to understand that we play as a team and not an individual, and I think Jason did a hell of a job with that with him early. Now they're best buddies, and they just, you know, like I said, he'll go down and people see that he'll go down and he'll throw his stuff and all that, but he'll put it behind him, which, you know, I watch him out there in the field and, you know, Stevie's taking it, and, you know, it doesn't mean he's going to go up his next at bat and hit a double, but he will go up there and he'll put that at bat behind him. And, you know, sometimes he'll, you know, he made the comment the other day before the last game, was kind of funny. He goes, after he took batting practice, he ran around the bases, after he took his first round, get loose. And he ran by me and he goes, God, it's so good to be on the bases again. You know, for him to, you know, we're in the fifth game of a championship playoff, and for him to make a comment like that tells me that where his head is and that he's okay where he's at.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. Randy Knorr with us, Washington Nationals bench coach on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Jeff Sammet. So, Randy, any regrets on shutting down starter Steven Strasburg? What did you think about the decision?
You know, I have no regrets at that. All the years I've managed and being up here, and it's always been like that for me. It's always about the player first. And it's so easy for a lot of people to say, well, you know, you only have one shot at that, and that's fine. If that's the way it is, then that's the way, but it's not meant to be. A lot of people, what they don't realize is that guys with Tommy John, they don't necessarily hurt their shoulder or their elbow anymore. They end up hurting another body part. Mm. And watching him pitch his last three games, he looked tired to me. And, you know, people don't see that. They just say, okay, you guys would have won that. That's not always true, though, because I've seen a guy that looked tired. He was worn out. It was basically his first full season pitching. And he went from 40 innings to 160. And he just looked tired. His stuff wasn't as crisp, as sharp as it was in the past. And then that's where I didn't have this conversation with Mike Rizzo. This is my own beliefs.
Yeah,
I think he would end up hurting something else.
Yeah, and, you know, the decision was made well before Steven was eventually shut down, and it garnered a lot of talk. I know I talked about it quite a bit and whether or not it was the right decision. So, I mean, leading up to the time when Steven was shut down, I mean, there wasn't a doubt in anyone's mind.
No, and I didn't know anything about all that. I knew that he was going to get me shut down, but I didn't know the numbers behind it. I didn't look at it. You know, there's 24 other guys that I got to be aware of too on that team. And as we got closer to the day, I did a little research myself. And you know, you just look in the past. You look at Darren Dreyfuss. You know, he had Tommy John, and then he went out and pitched 200 innings. He pitched 40 innings, 50 innings the next year, and then went out and pitched 200, and was never the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I'm just not that guy that's going to put a player's career and livelihood ahead of me winning a ring. That's just not my style. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I think you take care of all your players and you make them feel good about themselves, and you do the right thing for them, and you put them in the best possible situation for them to be successful, which makes you successful and the team successful.
Yeah.
And I really seen him get tiring, and my fear was he's going to hurt something else.
You coached shortstop Ian Desmond in Class A Savannah and hit 25 home runs this season, got 73 RBIs, hit .292. But you knew a long time ago that you had a big leaguer on your hands.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, he's just, you know, you look out there on the field and he was more athletic than everybody else on the field, even the teams we were playing against, the way he played, the way he carried himself. He had some down moments. By far one of my favorite players of all times, watching him grow. You know, there's some times where he, you know, he was down on himself. And I always tell people the story. I remember one time in Savannah, he had a bad game and made an error or two and struck out a couple times. And sitting in his locker, he's the last one there, and I kind of walk out. He's still there. He's got his head down. I said, "Hey, man, don't worry about it, kid. You're playing the big leagues." And he gave me that look like, "You're full of shit." You know, he just had that look at me like, "You're crazy." You know? But for me, because about 60-70% of these guys I've managed, so you can imagine me every night sitting in that dugout watching these kids play. They're like, I mean, it's such a great feeling for me to watch these kids in the minor leagues on these Potomac fields in Harrisburg and instructional ball and Savannah, and then I get to see them watching on this grand stage, just mm-hmm. playing every night and doing well, and you know, getting into the playoffs. I'm so proud of every one of them.
Yeah, it obviously has got to make you proud, and it's great to see that you've kind of grown with the organization. I mean, as a former Expo as well, this was your first year as Nats bench coach. From a personal growth, Randy, you know, a personal growth experience in your career, do you feel that you achieved as much as you could have?
Not yet. As a player, I never felt like I got to there. I felt like I never got a shot to play it every day. But I mean, that's a long time ago, and it's hard to, you know, pass on two World Series rings, but yeah, the bench. So I overcame that. I got no problem with that. But as a staff member on the coaching staff, I haven't got there yet. You know, I want to be a better bench coach. I thought I did a pretty good job this year, but there's some stuff I need to get better at. And you know, some crazy guy, you know, drinking too much one night and decides he's going to make me a manager one day, then, you know, I love to do that too.
I think that'll come eventually, Randy, but not in that way. Not in that way at all. Now, coaching alongside manager Davey Johnson, I mean, you've talked about his intensity before and how he just yells at you every day, and you're used to it.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain point, though. I mean, he got better as the year goes on, but the funny thing about him, he is really intense, and especially in the last game, the only thing I kicked myself about was that we had a chance to walk Cosma to get, you know, Cruz up to hit to get Mott out of the game at a tie ball game before Cosma got the two-out hit mm-hmm. that drove in two runs. And you know, I kind of looked back at him and I said, "Hey, what do you want to do here?" And I think the whole dugout was so shocked that, you know, they scored the two runs anyways because we thought we had a good chance of winning, and it happened so fast.
Yeah,
there's a couple of close pitches that we thought we should have got, but after you look at them, Alfonso did a nice job there with balls, and you know, you just wish you'd say, let's give the Nationals this one and strike them out, but it didn't happen. So I kind of looked at it and said, "What do you want to do right here?" And he said, and I understand his point. He said, "I'm not walking him. You know, Drew already walked two guys that inning."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to load the bases up in a tie ball game.
Right.
You know, not saying that Drew would have walked a guy, but he already did walk two guys in the inning. So it put a little more pressure on him if he did that.
Yeah.
You know, and the other matter with Cosmo, if we had a base open, he could make his pitches. He just left the ball up and he hit it to right.
Yeah, I mean, had there been a bit more control in that inning, you guys might have elected to walk Cosmo.
Yeah, just to get Mott out of the game in a tie ball game to bring in, you know, they're bringing in Salas. Not that Salas is any less the Mott, but he's not Mott.
He's not Mott, yeah, yeah. So,
but, you know, he does his yelling and stuff, mm-hmm. which is fine, and you know, but my relationship with him is pretty good. You know, I understand, it took me a little bit to understand where he's coming from and how to handle him, and, you know, and I felt like I figured that out, when to get stuff done, when can I get information from him. It was just a matter of knowing him.
What would you say is the biggest thing you learned from him, Randy?
Running the bullpen.
Hmm.
I think he did a great job running the bullpen throughout the year. We didn't have a lot of injuries down there. We were the best team in baseball. At one point, our bullpen was the best in baseball. just the way he ran it. You know, he has his matchups, but he also has his ideas of how to protect the players and down there, and you know, give them enough to keep them ready, and also pitch them enough, or you know, give them days off where they could be ready to pitch again. So that, and also the way he treated his players.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he treated me like the players.
Randy Dorr, Washington Nationals bench coach, a future manager somehow, some way. It's going to happen. Congratulations on a fine season, Randy. And we'll talk again soon. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs, and let's talk again later.
You got it, Jeff. That's if I can watch them. I can't watch baseball right now. My stomach still hurts.
Oh, really? Are you just avoiding the playoffs right now altogether?
Yeah, I can't watch it right now. I feel sick to my stomach right now. It was such a great year, and I wanted it so much for those guys,
yeah,
especially the guys I've seen come up, just to play at the next one, you know. But it didn't happen. We're going to all regroup this offseason. We're going to find a way to get it done next year and move on again.
Well, if it ends up being the Giants in the World Series, not the Cardinals, will you watch the World Series, you think?
I'll eventually watch the games again. I just need a couple of days of not watching. I'll catch the end of both playoffs.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm just a baseball guy. I'll watch the World Series.
Yeah, well, and you can watch a bit of football in the meantime. So if you need to take a break, you can go watch that.
Yeah, I know, but it's killing me not to watch it, but I'm okay with not watching it, if that makes any sense.
Randy, good luck, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.